everything came out. Everything that wasn't necessary for that flight came out of the helicopter. Then, of course, it was smoothed to make it completely streamlined as we could. There was a couple, if not three, co-pilot windscreens which imploded on poor Derek. It must have been a bit of a shock. Then we kept increasing the thickness till they got it right. I don't know why it was the co-pilot side that went every time. Thank goodness they were all okay. They always came back safe and sound. The first time they flew with it, we had the instant angle, or the instant angle had been worked out incorrectly. And I think that was probably a bit hairy for the flight crew, because when it took off, it was almost nose up rather than nose down. We redesigned the jet pipes, where instead of them washing down the side of the aircraft, they went straight back, and we slightly reduced the diameter. The rotor head had collars fitted to it for smoothing the airflow. The inspection was critical, as you can well imagine, looking for cracks all the time, especially on that transport joint and down the tail cone. But no, nothing ever showed. But that's the one thing that disappointed me, actually, was that they wouldn't allow it to fly into Farnborough. I was hoping that we would have been allowed to have flown it into Farnborough for that show. But the stress men said no. They'd said that the stresses on the airframe, that was enough that they'd done. I mean, a lot of people made comments at the time that they thought it was a complete waste of time and waste of money. But and that comment was actually made to me, but by people in Westlands. But I suppose history proves that wrong.